Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, May 16th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is finalizing an agreement with OpenAI to bring some of its technology to the iPhone this year. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple will be able to offer a popular chatbot powered by ChatGPT, thanks to this agreement in iOS 18. While Apple is also still in talks with Google about an AI partnership, Bloomberg says that Apple has closed in on an agreement with OpenAI. More specific details about how these features and integrations might work with OpenAI and Apple remain unclear for now, but again, the two sides are finalizing a deal in some form or fashion. The report cautions that there's still no guarantee that a deal will be announced imminently. A report also recently emphasized that iOS 18's features will be powered in part by Apple data centers powered by Apple Silicon processors. Apple is currently believed to be using the M2 Ultra processor to power those data centers, with a plan to upgrade the chips in the near future to the M4. The majority of iOS 18's AI features, however, will be powered entirely on device so Apple can tout privacy and speed benefits. Apple is slated to announce iOS 18 and its new AI features at WWDC, which kicks off with a special event on June 10th. Next up today, as we talked about, Apple released iOS 17.5 earlier this week, and it introduces a new feature called Cross-Platform Tracking Detection. This is an anti-stalking feature announced last year in partnership with Google, but we now have more details on how exactly it works. When Google and Apple announced the partnership last year, the two said they are working on an industry specification to address unwanted tracking, following concerns about stalkers using accessories like AirTag to silently track people. Apple says that this will help mitigate the misuse of devices designed to help keep track of belongings. The feature is enabled with iOS 17.5, and it's also available on Android devices running Android 6.0 or newer. Just as iOS devices can already detect an unwanted AirTag moving with you, this new cross-platform detection system will also help identify third-party item trackers that use this new protocol. If this happens, the user will get an item found moving with you alert, whether they are using iOS or Android. The Find My app on either iOS or Android will help the user find the unwanted item tracker by playing a sound, and will provide instructions for disabling the tracker altogether. According to Apple, companies such as Chipolo, Eufy, Jio, Motorola, and Pebblebee have already committed to making their future accessories compatible with this new protocol. Perhaps most notably, for now, however, this means that Android users will now get proactive alerts on their devices if an AirTag is found moving with them. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 95mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 95 Mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 95 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 95 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 95mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out today, the new iPad Pro is here and the inevitable YouTube stress tests are already online. A pair of YouTube videos from Jerry Rig Everything and Apple Track come to the same conclusion. The new iPad Pro holds up well to extreme force and is resistant to bending during normal use. The concern was that these new iPad Pros would be less durable than their predecessors because of the ultra-thin design. Apple Track repeated the same bends with the M2 iPad Pro and M4 iPad Pro, and whereas the M4 iPad Pro came away almost unscathed, the M2 iPad Pro had a definitive curl in the corner next to the cameras. Jerry Rig Everything praised the device for its black magic levels of structural integrity. The device caved to the pressure much more easily with a vertical bend, probably due to the force going against the axis of the new reinforcing internal structure and the weakness of the charge port openings at the bottom. But again, when bent horizontally, the durability is much more impressive. And while the iPads flex with almost any force, they revert to their normal shape in almost all ordinary circumstances. The testers required force far beyond what you'd expect from normal everyday life in order to get a permanent bend. And perhaps even more impressively, after undergoing the extreme levels of force, all of the iPads kept working, including cameras and touchscreen responsiveness, albeit with a very much curved and shattered glass surface. So at least based on these initial impressions, it doesn't seem like we will have a repeat of Bendgate from 2018. That controversy sprung up when the new form factor 2018 iPad Pro came out, and some customers found the devices would bend even under normal use, and were sometimes bent right out of the box. So all of Apple's marketing hype around how the iPad Pro 2024 features a new structural integrity seems to be true, and you won't have to worry about your iPad bending under normal circumstances. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. We'll be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for more Apple news. You can find all of the latest Apple news in the meantime at 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And again, we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.